listening to WRFN LP Pasco, Tennessee. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. WRFN Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasco, Tennessee. If you would like to make a tax-deductible donation, you can go to their website, www.radiofreenashville.org. The Fringe Radio Show is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival, which is also a nonprofit organization based out of Nashville. Like to sign up for their newsletter, you can go to www.nashvillefrenchfestival.org, and you can sign up for their newsletter. You'll get a free copy of their sampler album, which has a variety of Nashville music to check out, including some music that my guest tonight was involved with, I believe. My name is Al D. Again, I'm a MC and producer of hip-hop music here in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you want to check out what I'm doing, go to aldwords.com, download my album for free, sign up for my newsletter as well. Hear about what's going on in hip-hop here in Nashville. My guest in the studio tonight is David Guy of System, as well as Grips, the Robert and the Half Truths. Those are all part of the GED Soul family, which of course we've discussed extensively on the Fringe Radio Show here. This is the Coolin' System, their self-titled album is playing in the background right now. We'll be playing some of their newer stuff shortly. I'm going to let this song here play for a minute while we sort out what we're going to play next. But again, this is the Coolin' System. This particular track is called Red Onion, off the self-titled album that came out a couple years ago. Set up here. So you want to check that mic, David?
Check, check. What's up, LD?
Oh, appreciate you coming out to hang out with us, Dave. Of course, David Guy, bass player for De Robert and the Half Truths, The Grips, the Coolin' System, who's playing here in the background now. We did the show together at the basement with the Grips and myself, as well as E.T., Swap and Symphony, all that good stuff. And that was really cool. I appreciate you doing that while we're at it. So,
funk and soul and hip hop together.
That's the business. So we're playing the old album in the background here while we talk for a while. We're going to play some of the new ones shortly and some music by some other groups that David's involved with. I guess just to get started, I was reading some press on the Coolin' System from a couple of years ago, which was before I was... Well, I thought it was before I was familiar, but I actually thought about it. I think I did a show with you guys at... Limelight. Do you recall that?
If you were at that show at Limelight with us, that was our very first live show.
Oh, wow.
That would have been in 2009, like January.
Yeah, that's funny. And so John Odom set up the show.
I think that's right. Yeah,
I kind of put that together when I was reading over some of y'all's press. I was like, man, I did this show. And John Odom of J. Poe and the VAB, right?
Oh, you know, yeah, I don't know if he put that. I guess he put that show together. I don't even remember.
He didn't perform, but he was the one who called me and asked if I wanted to perform at it. So.
I know that Coolin played one show at Limelight, and it was our very first live show ever. So.
Nice. So Basement, not our first show together, it turns out. Anyway. I was reading, for some other press from, more around 2011, and when the original album came out, and, let's see, what was I looking for here? So, yeah, a piece by Sean Maloney, which, I always appreciate reading his writing because it's interesting to read, and he's got good taste, as evidenced by voting my album best mixtape of the year last year, and also voted one of the best local LPs of 2011. I've read a quote off of. From the GD Soul website. I guess that was about GD Soul in general, though. Raw Soul from the Dirty South.
Yeah, that's Nick and Dave. I mean, if you want, I can tell you a little bit about Coolin System.
Yeah, tell us a little history. I guess you had said 2009 was the first show, and the first album came out in 2011, so walk us through that.
Yeah, the band started, view our genesis as right around election day 2008 when Obama was elected was right around the time that we were starting to jam, and that band was really kind of a group of friends that were all interested in playing instrumental soul and jazz music, and specifically a style that we kind of call soul jazz from like the late 60s, early 70s. And people like Jack McDuff and Jimmy McGriff and Grant Green and a lot of soul jazz artists that hip hop people sample all the time. A lot of famous samples come from that period. And we were really wanting to do a project a la like Carl Denson Soul Live, that kind of jam.
I've sampled Soul Live in the past, strangely enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're essentially doing this same style, which comes from that period, that late 60s, early 70s. And it was really just, three of the guys that were in this group all played for Space Capone.
Okay.
Jody and Mikey, trumpet and sax, and then Sam Farkas on guitar. And then Pablo Algado on keys, who also played on a good bit of the Gigawatts album. We all came, a lot of us went to MTSU together, and this was kind of a project that was grown out of just hanging out, wanting to jam on music like this. None of it's original. None of these tunes are original.
Oh, is that right?
They're all covers.
Okay.
But they're pretty deep covers. We a lot of times we pick stuff that hadn't even ever been put on CD or, really, we tried to pick stuff that wasn't well known.
So is that the case with the new forthcoming album as well?
It is, yeah. It's the same genre, and none of the tunes are original, but it's all kind of from the canon of live music that we were doing. I mean, we played a lot of shows, I would say, in 4 years, and we're definitely known for the shows we did at the Basement were awesome shows.
Yeah, I read some press about that. I guess I'll... I just real quick, I'll say, You know, when I first met AJ, he mentioned that, who was the first person from GED Soul I met, by the way, but he said that he had been singing, he was a backup singer in Space Capone, I think, is that right?
He was, yeah.
So that was
percussion.
That
yeah.
was kind of how he originally got my attention, because I was familiar with them, as a matter of fact, and he told me about an AJ and a Gigawatt show coming up at the Basement, which was kind of how I first caught an ear of you guys, but anyway, I read some press about a show at the Basement, strangely enough, as you mentioned, by The Spin, said wall-to-wall people. I guess there had been an in-store Grimy shortly before where Chris West had a feature, who of course was a guest on the Fringe Radio show.
He sat in with us a lot and sat in with Jody, or for Jody, a few times, yeah. He played with us. I would actually say Chris played with us a fair amount, kind of in and out. But this is his music too. Like this is the style of music that he loves. So.
Yeah, I was able to catch him at the recent Junkyard Horn show. He had been on the program shortly before that to promote. But I became a pretty big fan of his of the Junkyard Horn stuff. And what's the other band he does? It's more of the New Orleans style.
The Half Brass.
Half Brass.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of that last night, and I couldn't get it scraped together. So yeah, the in-store with Magic and Threes, I guess, of
which
of
Jody and Mikey are the trumpet and flute on the Magic and Threes album. Cool. So when you the horns on here are the same as the Magic and Threes album.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, that all sounded really cool. This is that was from, I guess, around March 2011. I read the press about that show at the Basement, which sounded great, and also about the in-store shortly before, which I guess was around the time Magic and Threes was coming out and around the time the first Cooling System album was coming out.
Yeah, we actually, the Magic and Threes album and the Cooling System album are sort of married in a way that when we put them out on the same day, and we actually raised money for both albums at the same time. And those two were the first two LPs that GED was ever able to release. First two full-length, records, and they had released the DeRobert album on CD. But besides that, you know, they had always wanted to put out more than just 45s, and
right.
It was kind of myself and Pablo, the keys player in Cooling System, kind of began to help Nick and Dave, the founders of GED. Pretty much right around the time we were recording this record, and that was kind of when I became involved with them business-wise too, and really putting out this album and Magic and Threes at the same time, that March 2011 period, that's really what got the GED ball rolling in terms
yeah.
of just like the building the business part of it and putting out full-length albums.
Yeah, of course, by the time I had stumbled across you guys, that was already going on, and I was buying records at the merch booth at the second show where I saw you guys, so shout out to Etiquette.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
definitely.
I already knew, by the way, from some other stuff, because she's involved with hip-hop music.
And she's gotten involved, you know, business-wise a good bit, too, with us. I mean, I owe her a lot constantly in terms of being media savvy with the GED brand name and all that stuff. So
cool. So the new album is projected to come out in June. Is there a title for that album yet?
It's called Refrigerate After Opening.
All right, cool. Refrigerate After Opening. Already released are this self-titled album, The Cooling System, also 245s, and all that's available at gedsoulrecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, get out there and check that out. Get
and
out.
The 45s aren't on the 45s are different songs, too. There's nothing that's repeated.
Oh, is that right? I didn't
yeah.
know. Is that, well, I think, yeah, you got some of those with you here, so we'll play some of those in a second. Of course, I've just been playing the self-titled album in the back, I guess.
Sam Farkas rocking it out on a guitar solo there.
Why don't we...
rocking it out, too.
Why don't we play I guess there's this one. We just talked about AJ for a minute. You want to just play this one with AJ singing on it?
Do you got I Need Some Money on there?
Yeah, I got that.
So I will say this. This is an Eddie Harris tune.
Okay.
And it comes from his self-titled album from the mid-70s called I Need Some Money. And AJ killed it. And one cool thing about this tune is Cool & System cuts everything live in the room. There's really not a lot of overdubs. We've had to fix a little bit of stuff. But I know for a fact that I Need Some Money is one take. And the band is, the instruments are all one take. And AJ killed this vocal. So
great. Well, I guess I just want to get into it. So this is, this one playing right now is Smoking at Tiffany's. We're going to skip up here to I Need Some Money, covered by the Cool & System. And that's AJ of AJ and the Gigawatts is on vocals. And I'll get you to shout out all the other musicians in a second here after it plays, I guess.
Check out the price of meat.
I Need Some Money by the Cool & System with AJ on the vocals featured. This one playing here is called To Be Named Later. We're going to talk for a moment more before we play some of these new Cool & System songs. Why don't you tell us, I guess just sort of run down everyone in the band and maybe... on that particular song, if applicable.
So Cool & System was definitely, it was the same seven guys on all cool stuff. And it's Jody Douglas on saxophone and flute, Mikey Martell on trumpet, Sam Farkas on guitar, Pablo Algado on keys, myself on bass, and James Bonomo on drums. And then AJ Eason was singing there. And AJ used to, at all our shows, we would do a section of stuff. He usually introduced us at the beginning of shows, and we would do some James Brown and some all kinds of stuff with AJ.
Yeah, he does a good job with the introductions. He did so at the show we did at the basement, and also with the Robert album release party. He gets the energy up, man.
Well,
so
that
that's
goes
the
back,
way to be.
2009, pretty much. I mean, he was definitely, he was doing something with Cooling System for most of the time that the group was together. So, but that's the other thing, I guess, too. The new album is... the band tries to record just about everything we've done. We've recorded live in the studio, which for GED, it was our first 45 was the first time Nick had ever done that. Actually set up the whole band and tried to actually track something with everybody playing at the same time. Oh, and I forgot Andy Wilmoth on percussion. That was the seventh member. But all this stuff, you're hearing it like a jazz album would be recorded with everybody recording live. And I think the band broke up. I guess Pablo moved away and the band broke up around, the summer of 2012 was our last show. And the new album that's coming out was recorded primarily in one day, one 11-hour session. In May of 2012, and we had like three overdub sessions where we fixed some stuff, but the heart of the record is pretty much one 11-hour day, and it really gives the, I'm more proud of it than I am the first one. It's a really cool album. It's a testament to kind of where that group was at the end and how good we had gotten, I feel like.
So. Well, you had mentioned about the about rocking with AJ and covering some James Brown stuff. I just wanted to mention that I caught the GED Soul James Brown tribute show where AJ and D both killed it. That show was really fun. I was able to be there. So
that was a special show too, man. We only did that one show at the High Watt, and then we did New Year's in Atlanta. And in a lot of ways, that High Watt show was really, that was the one. That was the horn section that we had was really great. And it was cool.
Okay, so some stuff that's coming up, I guess. You had mentioned when I asked yesterday. You got Dre Day, February 18th. That's it. It's at Groove again, correct?
Yeah, it's at the Groove. Actually, we've moved it to Thursday, February 20th. And we just did that, and the reason we did that is Snoop Dogg is playing at Cannery that night, and so it's a rare time to kind of have that marriage. Dre Day will be around 6 o'clock that night, and then Snoop is playing a sold out show at Cannery, so we kind of moved it to if anybody wants to pre-party that's going to that show.
That makes sense to me.
It's gonna be like it'll probably start at 5 even. But the band we have this year, which we just had our first rehearsal last night, and it has Jody from the Cooling System. It has Jody on flute and synth and Andrew on guitar. And, I mean, it's the band is sounding better than it has the last 2 years, and I'm really excited about it. So
that's just an assortment of various GED soul people. Is that the idea?
It's Nick and myself and Andrew, which is kind of the normal rhythm section, for the grips and the half truce, and then it's Jody on synth and flute, and then we have a new keyboard player. His name's Al Holbrook, who we kind of wanted to get involved in some other stuff, but he's playing keys as well, and I play some synth bass. I mean, it's five of us just doing instrumental Dr. Dre tunes. Off the Chronic, Doggy Style, and 2001, and a couple NWA tunes, and it's funky.
Yeah, it is funky. I was there actually last year at the at the Dre Day at the Groove, and DJ Rate was DJing also.
And he's going to be there as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So I didn't... Last year, there was Free 40s. I don't know if that's...
They've done that 2 years in a row.
Again, so
yeah,
it's probably going to be going on. All right.
Yeah.
Well... So that takes care of that. Dre Day at the Groove, February 20th, 5 o'clock, after party. You can go see Snoop Dogg, so that's some of that. I'm going to play this record here, which is the test pressing of the brand new, unreleased Cooling System album, correct?
Yeah, and this is a track, this is Soul Village, and for anybody that saw us live, this is a song that we did a whole lot, and it's a tight version of us playing it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to tell us the name of that last track you just played?
That was Soul Village, off the new Coolin' System album, Refrigerate After Opening, and with JED Soul Records is going to release that in June.
Awesome. So this beat playing in the background now, of course, is the Grips. I'm a huge fan. Just wanted to drop one of those real quick because the Grips are performing at the Music City Tippler on February 27th. Also AJ and the Jiggawatts, and that's a free show, correct?
It is, yeah.
That's in Midtown, basically across the street from the Boundary. So get out there and check that out. What do you got queued up next here?
Let's see. If we want, I brought a few tunes off the drummer for Coolin' System, whose name is James Bonomo. He created this project called The Perfect Hours, and it's available online. He's put up three albums as The Perfect Hours, and it's at theperfecthours.com, which links you up to Bandcamp, and you can basically pay what you want or pay nothing for these albums. And he's an incredible drummer, an incredible musician, and he's also really into sampling and creating these kind of, I would say, like music collage type things. Any hip hop fan would love it, and people who are really into that sort of sample, but also some funkiness and some dub and all that stuff. He samples, and then he puts live drums, and I've been fortunate. He's used me a lot more on bass on the last two albums, and Jody from Coolin' System on flute, and I know there's a really funny AJ sample on the first Perfect Hours album from one of our shows, and I don't know. It's really interesting stuff, and everybody that's Jim is very passive about it. He doesn't necessarily promote it in a big way, but the people all over the world that have found Perfect Hours have really, really dug it. So
yeah, and I count myself among one of them. Unfortunately, only as of yesterday, but I was listening to that stuff yesterday afternoon, and I had picked out several of them I liked, but I was. Well, we had a couple miscommunications and all, but no problem there. So, yeah, while we're at it, I guess we'll play some music in a minute, but just as you hear this music, keep in mind that the Perfect Hours will be playing at Boheme Collective on March 28th. That's 919 Gallatin Avenue. Of course, that's where I do my regular event meant for the Milk Crate. On that subject, the next meant for the Milk Crate's March 1st, so don't sleep on that either. E.T.'s bringing his cousin from Louisville, and we got Spoken Nerd, we got James Fate. It's going to be a really good show, so.
Yeah, and I forgot, it's funny you brought that up, because especially since Jim just asked me about that show like 2 days ago, but the Perfect Hours Live project, which is just, and I keep forgetting, the other main person in that band is Black Cat Sylvester.
I was going to talk about that too.
He was
at my show the other day. Well, let's play some. At least let me just throw on some of their stuff while we're talk about them and everything.
Yeah, and Pete, you know, AKA Black Cat Sylvester.
Sound like Ice Cream Man.
He.
This is now we've switched to Perfect Hours in the background here now. By the way, so. For what that's worth. So they're playing Boheme Collective March 28th. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just going to say the live project is just Jim on drums and queuing up samples and Pete on synth turntable, which is his invention, and also queuing up samples, and then me on bass. And it's just a three-piece, but we've only performed that live show twice, and we've only worked up about 30 minutes at that. I'm really hoping that as a live project, it gets bigger and bigger. But it's really cool to take these songs off of Jim's albums and transform them into this live show where there's a little bit of stretching it out, but we're not only playing to Jim's playing to a click track, but he's also got backing tracks playing live. And then we're playing live to it, and it's definitely challenging. And then Pete with the synth turntable. which for anybody, just look up on YouTube, Black Cat Sylvester.
Yeah, you could have caught him at my show on Saturday with playing Without a Place, which was 24/7 on the Rhymes, Ugly Lovely on the turntables, and also Black Cat Sylvester on the synth turntable, I guess he calls it.
Well, and Ugly co-invented that with him too. Ugly's definitely just as important in that, that invention, but yeah.
So 24/7 used to be the drummer in my band, Swap Meet Symphony, by the way, for anyone keeping notes on that. Also, used to be in a group called, what was that group called? Was there
it's escaping me too.
I know what it is. It'll come to me in a second. So, Perfect Hours playing on March 28th. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Anyhow, when I was looking up this Perfect Hour stuff that you had mentioned yesterday, I found a studio performance on the Smoke to Sleep radio show, which is Sarah's show, and that was kind of my first thing I sort of stumbled across and listened through, and I noted some of the songs I liked and everything.
This is really cool, right here. We actually played this one live. This is a pretty cool one. That sample right there.
Yeah, I like that. It's cool stuff.
It's greatness.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess we'll let this one play for another 20 seconds or so, and then we'll play one of those ones you had queued up, which I think is one you actually played the bass on, correct?
Yeah, it's hard because with the first two albums, and this one I'm about to play is off the second album, Orphan Planet, which is definitely the most popular of the three. But I wasn't being specifically used. I got more involved with Orphan Planet, but then the third album, Follow the Arrows, it really becomes me and Pete, Black Cat Sylvester, and Jim as like a band, and he used us almost on every track. I don't know. It becomes more samples with the live bass and drums and then the scratching.
Let me ask you a question about something I read in a write-up Sean Maloney did about the Perfect Hours, and this was about the new album, I believe. It was voted the best, or I don't know if it was voted, but it was the best jazz electronic album of 2013. And I read a write-up, of course, by Sean Maloney, as I'm always happy to do. But he described it as post-hip-hop. I was wondering what you think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that means. I know, what Jim does is so, he's a scientist in real life. He's a chemist, and he's got this... His personality comes out in this music because it's very, it's got all these grooves and incredible that is both a combination of sampling and live stuff that he's playing. But he doesn't stay on something for too long. He kind of jumps around. It's almost like a mixtape. It's like his own mixtape going from song to song. And
I did actually notice that some of my favorite grooves I kind of heard throughout the music would start a minute and a half into the track like that. Well, I'm like, oh, that's
and
sick.
Then he doesn't even stay on it for very long either. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And the tracks, of course, I think we just played like four of them. They're like a minute and a half long, a lot of them. So it does jump around a lot, and that's cool. So
yeah, and I've got the two songs that I know I want to play for Jim. These are both songs that we've played live as the three-piece Perfect Hours, and I think both songs kind of illustrate more what the live band is doing. The one I got queued up is the title of the track is Power Emblem. And it is off the Perfect Hours album, Orphan Planet.
Thank you.
Listening to WRFN LP Pasco, Tennessee. This is the Fringe Radio Show, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. Check out the websites for Radio Free Nashville and Nashville Fringe Festival. That's radiofreenashville.org and nashvillefringefestival.org. We're playing some music by The Perfect Hours. They have a show coming up at Bohem Collective on March 28th, and the bass player, David Guy, is sitting here in the studio with me. I read some press about a show at The Pond last year of The Perfect Hours. Were you at that show?
Yeah, I guess we would have. I guess we called it The Perfect Hours. Perfect Hours also kind of came out of, I don't know if you ever heard of the group CIA or Call It Anything. It was a project that Black Cat and Jim had for years and years and years. I mean, going back to 2004, and there used to be a monthly show at Cafe Coco, and I think that Pond show was kind of like CIA / Perfect Hours, a little bit, but yeah.
So the Perfect Hours described as experimental jazz, hip hop, deep space funk.
Would you call that an adequate description? Yes, I would. Yeah.
Cool. So we're gonna play another. I think you had said something about playing one of the more kind of spacey tracks or something like that.
Well, the other one I got queued up. I think this one's a little more upbeat. That last one was a little spacey. The last one featured Jody Douglas on saxophone. And the little sample too. It's getting a little hot in here. That was Jody talking as well. And he's from the Coolin' System. This next song is called Griffin Jacks, and it is off the brand new Perfect Hours album that came out last year, and it's called Follow the Arrow. And this also has got me on bass, and I'm pretty sure this features Black Cat doing some scratching. So let's see what we got.
I don't know what you call it except for that it's beautiful. And I don't think it has to be called anything.
You can just barely see it, but that's taste of the entire population, you know?
By the Perfect Hours. Black Cat Sylvester, of course, has been mentioned already. He was at Memphis the Milk Crate, which is my monthly hip hop showcase. He was there on Saturday. We just had a show. He was there with another group he's in called Out of Place, which is 24/7. That beats high. Right?
Yeah.
that's just straight up hip hop music to me. Like, give me, I'm gonna sample a sample.
That's him playing drums too.
That's cool. So, yeah, Black Cat Sylvester was there at that show, and I just wanted to say that was a really good performance, and I was glad to have them.
That's Black Cat scratching right there too.
Sweet. Yeah. So the drummer, and I guess the mind behind the group, would you say, it's fair to say, is James Bonomo.
Bonomo. Yeah, it's
alright. I apologize.
Right.
also in the group, of course, David Guy, sitting here in the studio with me right now, and he plays bass on all this stuff, Perfect Hour stuff, Cool and System stuff. He also plays with DeRobert and the Half-Truths, and AJ and the Gigawatts, but the Grips. The Grips have a show coming up February 27th at the Music City Tippler, which Andrew Muller has a funk and soul dance party going on there every Thursday.
Yeah.
Every Thursday that's free. That particular one on February 27th, AJ and the Gigawatts are also playing. So, of course, we played the Coolin' System track that had AJ singing on it few moments ago. So.
Yeah, every Thursday come out, man. I mean, it's definitely a good hang. I actually did last Thursday, he and I were going back and forth the whole time. Magnolia Sons is playing a free show there this Thursday. And then next Thursday, Dre Day. The Thursday after that is the Tippler Gigawatts and Grip show. It's really trying to make Thursday night a happening night of the week.
Right. So the AJ and the Gigawatts album is projected to come out April 15th.
Correct.
So keep that in mind. Keep an eye on GEDSoulRecords.com. Get on there and buy the stuff that's already out. I know I got my copies. Got that self-titled Coolin' System. I got both DeRobert and the Half-Truths albums. And I got the new Gigawatts and the new Coolin' System on the way. By way of that Kickstarter campaign.
No,
so
we appreciate
that's
it.
What's up with that?
Yeah, man.
So if you're ready, I guess we're gonna play some more cuts off the new unreleased Coolin' System album projected to come out in June. You got any shout outs or anything? Anything we forgot?
No, I don't think so. The new Coolin' the track I'm gonna play off the new Coolin' System album is a Horace Silver tune called Jungle Juice. And if we want to talk over it, it'll go into another track called One Cylinder. And both of them is kind of the trippy side of the album. It's right in the middle of the B side of the album, and this is kind of my favorite music off of the new record. So,
good deal. Once again, you're listening to WRFN. As always, thanks to Radio Free Nashville for allowing us to be here, and thanks to Nashville Fringe Festival for making it possible. We're going to check out some of this new Coolin' System music. David and I have been sitting here just chatting, and we decided we'd just go ahead and chat on the air so you guys can hear. So David Guy, by the way, is the director of operations for GED Soul Records. Again, that's GEDSoulRecords.com. Check that out. And I was just going to get David here to tell us a little bit about what they got coming up for the year 2014. 2013 was big.
Talking
like you're on top.
Well, I mean, if we hadn't done a successful Kickstarter, 2014 wouldn't look the way it did. And the great thing is that Kickstarter, I mean, these three albums, you know, the Robert and the Half Truths album, the Gigawatts coming out in April, and now this Coolin' System album in June, it's really hard to know when they would have seen the light of day if Kickstarter hadn't worked. And because of that now, and kind of putting them out when we are, we've got a pretty good enough money coming in, hopefully, from all three, and it's spaced out well enough to where we can start actually functioning as a self-sustaining label that's actually able to pay for our own releases in the future without raising money from outside people. And I was just trying to think, Nick, you know, we kind of mapped out our release schedule for this year, and for everybody, so you know, the DeRobert and the Half-Truths album, I'm Trying, is out right now. Everywhere. You can get it all over the world and digitally and from us on LP and CD. The Gigawatts album comes out April 15th, and I know Al's got some stuff that he's going to be playing more and more of in the coming, you know, leading up to that, and it's a really different album for us.
Yeah, and all you Gigawatts people out there, I'm coming for you to get you to come on the show leading up to the album release, so mark it on your calendars, find a Monday.
AJ will be all about it. Yeah. You know he will.
Like, I know, like, I'm talking to AJ right now. Like, it's not going to be someone else.
But we, the other things that we haven't talked about, you know, we're hoping to release a Grips 45, which, and it might happen in May. And it'll be kind of, it'll probably be the new Grips group. You know, and we're starting to write some tracks and there'll be another DeRobert 45 around August, I think. That'll be brand new tunes. We're hoping to do either in the fall a new Magic and Threes record will come about, or we'll release GED Soul Singles Volume 1, which has never been put on physical release, LP and CD. And then at the end of the year, we're hoping to do another Christmas EP, which the first Christmas EP is pretty funky too for all of you. For all you Christmas music fans, we got a funk Christmas EP out there that's one to have every holiday season. So that's what GED Soul Records is doing this year.
Good deal. Well, David, I want to thank you for coming out here to talk with us, and also huge thanks for everything you did to make the show at the basement happen that we did together. Of course, the Grips were backing me. I was rhyming. And
I want to do it again.
Yeah,
man.
We were going to do that again. I guarantee you that's happening. And E.T. was rocking with me, too. He's going to be hosting the show next week, and he's going to be talking about our Meant for the Milk Crate event that's coming up March 1st. But, yeah, man, everything he did, like, as far as hooking up the venue and making everything happen there with that show, that was really awesome for me, and I was really glad that happened. I'm glad you're able to come out here and hang out with us today, too, so... On behalf of Radio Free Nashville, Nashville Fringe Festival, you know, and myself, just want to say thanks. I guess we're going to get out of the way here and let this record play for a second, unless you got something else.
No, you're good, man. Let's listen to some One Cylinder.
Cool. You're listening to WRFN LP. It's the Fringe Radio Show.